Islam is operating profits for 2018 with 27.7 billion taka, that's $330 million, a 14.5% increase from 2017. But net profits, with provisions against bad loans and corporate taxes deducted, are expected to be much lower. Its market capitalization has dropped to 42 billion taka, down from 59 billion taka at the end of 2017. Until recently, Bangladesh's most valuable bank, it is now worth just half as much as BRAC Bank, its main rival. At the end of last year, non-performing loans, or NPLs, came to 33.2 billion taka. That is just 4.3% of all loans, better than the 11.5% average share across the industry. But this figure is distorted by far higher figures for state banks. Moreover, says Michael Pooley, an analyst covering Bangladesh at Standard & Poor's, a rating agency, not only is Islam's NPL ratio rising, but many of its stressed loans have been restructured or refinanced and thus no longer count as non-performing. It restructured 48 billion taka of loans in 2018, more than any other Bangladeshi bank. Taken together, non-performing, restructured and refinanced loans came to 7.6% of the institution's loan book at the end of 2017. The share will be higher in 2018, Mr. Pooley predicts. People with political connections not only find it too easy to get loans from banks the government controls, including Islami Bank, says Biru Paksha Paul, a former chief economist at the central bank, but face little penalty for defaulting. Willful defaulters have strained Bangladesh's banks in the past 3 years, even as the economy has seen speedy growth. If the banking sector continues to deteriorate, will it be able to keep supporting growth? Responds Ms. Khatun, I doubt it.